I'm sure an electric car is going to be cheaper than a petrol car, but how much cheaper, Mike?
Significantly cheaper, right? So for per 100 kilometer to run an electric vehicle, it's about $2.79. Compare that to $18 for a petrol vehicle. So a staggering difference.
Like, and six times the cost.
Yeah, and if you add that up over, say, 12 months, that is going to be an enormous difference in terms of your daily costs.
Yeah, and I think it's if you drive 10,000 kilometers per year based on those numbers, you'd spend about $1,800 on fuel versus about $280 on petrol. So a really big difference.
Welcome to Checks and Balances, brought to you by Partners Life. I'm Michael Vincent. This is James Blair. And today, petrol versus EV cars.
We're back in your life to talk about petrol versus EV cars. Mike, it's one I get all the time going, hey, James, my car is getting to the end of its life. I need to buy a new car. I might as well invest and buy a $70,000 car.
Yeah.
So what are we doing today?
I get probably two a week, and I always know it's coming because they're like, hey, Mike, you know those like green loans, those really super cheap, like, you know, like eco-friendly loans that the banks are doing? I'm like, you want to buy a Tesla, don't you? And they're like, wow. I'm like, you want to buy a Tesla, don't you? Yeah, yeah. So I probably like two a week. Yeah, I get this discussion. So what we're going to do today is talk about, is there a difference in cost? What does the future look like? And what should you do at the moment? Now, this is going to be an interesting one. Mike, I'm a bit of a car guy. James? Self-described, not really a car guy, right? Although your Honda Civic, I maintain, is still the best car you ever owned.
Yeah, I'd have to park it around the corner from clients' houses before I got
this. 96?
Yeah, 96. Yeah. Ants in the summer.
Steam in the summer as well.
Steam in the summer as well.
It overheated coming down Custom Street. It's like one of the top three funniest moments of my life.
Yeah, three jackets on in the winter. It was a tough way to do it. Okay, so today we're pretty
much... Did not meet healthy home standard.
So we've got an example that we're going to break down today, talk about the additional upfront costs and then the ongoing costs. Unsurprisingly, electric cars are cheaper with the ongoing costs. Mm. But is it worth it? Does it add up? Mike, first you're going to talk to us a little bit about a bit of car chat. Is that what we're doing?
Yeah, right. So there's two things we're going to talk about. One, we're going to talk about ICE, which are internal combustion engines. So that is your petrol, diesel car. You know, it's got pistons. It's got the, I sound like I don't know what a car engine is. It's a car, right?
I tell you what, with the shaved head, you definitely look like you know more about cars.
Yeah, I might know, but now I feel like I don't know much about cars.
Yeah. Okay, so we've got some ICE.
Yeah, and then we've got BEV, which is basically an electric vehicle, right? So it's a car. The engine is electric. It runs off a battery pack. You plug it into the wall and you charge it.
Nice. Okay. ICE in the BEV. Got it. Okay. So we've got an example today where we buy the exact same car. One is petrol. One is electric. We're going to talk about the additional upfront cost and then the savings going forward.
We are going to buy a Hyundai Kona. Now, the electric series starts at $69,990. And the petrol series starts at $39,990. So my God, are you specking out that high, Hyundai? That is a $30,000 difference in the same vehicle, right? So up front, you might look at it and go, oh, easy. I'll go for a petrol because it's cheaper. But over the long run, we know that there might be a difference.
Yeah. And the interest, I mean, it's pretty much double the cost, which there's a big question, which I'm going to get to in terms of how you're going to pay that additional cost. We do know EV prices are starting to fall as manufacturing scales up. There's more demand.
Yep.
Interesting, the CEO of Volvo, which apparently Volvo is still going around, has predicted EV prices will hit parity with petrol prices by 2025.
Yeah.
Which when I was reading this sentence in the prep, I thought I was going to read to like 2030.
Yeah.
But 2025 is not that far away.
Yeah, and it's interesting. Like, I mean, if you think about kind of the types of cars we're looking at building now with the electric vehicles, one of the really crazy negative or just externalities that has is the fact that it starts to put pressure on the spot market or the forward market in terms of some commodities, right? So all of the things that we're using, so the lithium for the batteries, start to become quite pricey. So I think it's going to be really interesting over the next couple of years to see, you know, will the prices continue to fall, or as more demand comes on for those really specific materials you need to make the cars, is there going to be a bit of a bounce back?
Before we move on, we talk all the time about planning and growing our wealth. but protecting that wealth is just as important. That's why having the right insurance in place can help when life goes unexpectedly.
And that's why this episode is brought to you by Partners Life, a New Zealand-operated award-winning insurance provider with over 300,000 Kiwis insured and 89% of claims paid.
Partners Life understand that having some insurance is better than having no insurance. They have flexible and personalized solutions for any budget or situation.
Check out their website in our show notes below.
Okay, so we've talked about the purchase price. We've talked about the maintenance. Let's move on to energy. So it's unsurprising that obviously we talk about petrol being really expensive, petrol being like $3 a litre. I'm sure an electric car is going to be cheaper than a petrol car, but how much cheaper, Mike?
Significantly cheaper, right? So for per 100 kilometer to run an electric vehicle, it's about $2.79. Compare that to $18 for a petrol vehicle. So a staggering difference.
Like, and six times the cost.
Yeah, and if you add that up over, say, 12 months, that is going to be an enormous difference in terms of your daily costs.
Yeah, and I think it's if you drive 10,000 kilometers per year based on those numbers, you'd spend about $1,800 on fuel, that's about $280 on petrol. So a really big difference. The only factor that's not taken into consideration there, Mike, is obviously you have to get that sweet Tesla charging pack put into your house,
yeah,
which I'm sure will make the value of the house go up a lot. You're going to have to cover that cost somewhere as well.
Yeah, you are. I think the other thing that we haven't talked about as well is they're just not cool, you know? Like an electric car, I don't care if you've got a Tesla and you're like, oh my God, it does like 0 to 100 in like 0.1 of a second. Yeah, cool, but they're just not that great. You know, like you look at them and you're like, it just looks like a laptop mouse cruising down the road and it just sucks. Sorry.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at the trend, Mike, a lot of people disagree with you. A lot of people would say that, we're doing something good.
Oh, what? Some coder crawled out of his mum's basement and bought a car. Great, mate. Yeah, sick.
Yeah, sorry. I mean, if you look at it right, that we're talking about the cost between a petrol car and an electric car being parity over the next 12 to 24 months.
God, that sounds like something an accountant would say to justify why his car's cool.
Yeah. I don't know what to say to you. Why don't you care about the environment?
Let's go to resale, right? James, so talk to me about resale on these things.
So a five-year-old EV will sell for on average 50% of the purchase price,
mm-hmm.
whereas a petrol vehicle will sell for 43% of the purchase price. So the summary is both are crappy investments.
Yeah.
So don't buy either, buy an even cheaper car. I guess it does mean that if you bought a $60,000 car, the EV car would be about $30,000, while the petrol car would be about $25,800. So it's not a huge difference. But there is a difference in the resale value. EVs resell better than petrol cars.
Yeah, and to a point, right? Because I think the elephant in the room is once that battery dies, you've got to purchase that battery again for the car. And I think, what does a Tesla battery run to? About 30 grand?
Yeah, it's very, very expensive. And it does make you think, do we have enough history about EVs to actually know these numbers with certainty?
Yeah, 100%. So look, I think at the end of the day, right, if you're spending 25 grand extra on an EV instead of a combustion car, you're likely to recoup that money over the lifetime of the car with the lower running costs, less maintenance, and a slightly higher resale price at the moment. But just remember, it's not as cool.
However, apart from being cool or not, which once again, don't care about what Uncle Mike says. He's a little weird anyway. You've got to think about the additional lending costs.
Mm.
So if you buy a car for $60,000 instead of $30,000, the question is, Mike, where's the money coming from? It's always the question.
It's going to come from one of these sweet low-cost loans that the banks are dishing out, you know, 1% for 2 years. Like, again, it is something you've got to look at when you think about this, right? Because everyone thinks, oh, cool, I'll get this loan for this green car, right? And it might be interest-free for 2 years or 1% interest for 3 years. After that, it's going to roll onto a home loan interest rate and it may be over 30 years. You should not have a vehicle loan on a 30-year loan term. It does not make any sense. You need to pay these things off 5 years absolute max.
Yeah, and if you don't have a mortgage, if you don't have a house, or if your house has dropped in value like we've seen a lot do in the last couple of years, you might have to go get a car loan. And if we're talking like 12% on 30 grand, you're probably spending like $3,000 or $4,000 a year extra in interest,
yeah,
which rides up all the additional benefit. I'm quite passionate about this subject, which I've been holding back inside of me, where people go, I think our cars come to the end of the life. Instead of getting another $10,000 or $20,000 car. We're going to buy a $70,000 car because it's an investment. It's just a load of crap. Like, you have to think about what is the right car for your stage of life. A car is not a wealth creation asset. A car is just something that is going to have for a period of time. It's going to go down in value. Then you're going to have to go buy another one. You are far better off to buy the crappiest car that is safe.
Not quite the crappiest, because you don't want to break down every second day.
That is safe and reliable. A good Honda Civic, a Toyota Camry, a people mover, something that's nice and safe and does the job. And focus on debt repayment, investing into property, investing into shares. And then you get to the point of life
when you can finally have that Toyota Prius.
Instead of going, can I afford that car? You go, which color am I getting it in this time? We're going to wrap it up there. EV cars, petrol cars, you decide, but we've given you the answers. Thank you very much to Partners Life. Please make sure to rate the podcast, subscribe, because we deserve that subscribe. Hit it right now. Give us a like, and we will see you next time.
Cheers.